You're with The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. If you've trekked into the woods to camp, there's a very good chance some of your gear was made right here in Seattle. Cascade Designs manufactures dozens of outdoor products, including MSR camp stoves and Therm-a-Rest sleeping pads. Last week, the company announced it will move 100 manufacturing jobs to Nevada. That's 20% of the company's workforce. One reason for the move is Seattle's increased minimum wage. David Burrows is vice chair of Cascade Designs.
I'm not anti-minimum wage. This is a nuanced, complex issue. I've always maintained that there's a real difference between the service businesses, which were the focal point of the debate on minimum wage, and manufacturing businesses like ours that are involved in a global economy. The service businesses that compete with one another within the city limits, those businesses compete with one another very, very fairly. But the problem for us is, as trade barriers have gone down in the U.S. over the past 20 years, there's a global market for labor to make consumer products like the products that we make.
David, other cities in Western Washington have lower minimum wages. Why not stay in the region and just move out of the city of Seattle itself?
You know, we looked at Kent, and we looked at Reno, Nevada, and we also looked at the Salt Lake City, Ogden region, and the numbers penciled out better. Our employees can find housing for half the price. So in many ways, we're addressing some of the issues that were raised by the 15 Now group. And so again, I really come back to this difference between the service businesses and manufacturing. And I don't really have a problem with having the minimum wage rise, especially where taxpayers decide to, in a sense, tax themselves to pay a little bit more for certain services. But we have a very different situation.
Right.
If I don't have that pricing ability with our products.
So what do you think all of this portends for the future of manufacturing in the city of Seattle?
I think really what we're seeing is an economic evolution here. It's pretty natural. We've got what took place in South Lake Union, the SoTo area. At some point, it may be a decade or two down the road, but it'll change, and land will go to its highest purpose. So again, the minimum wage was one part of our situation, but it's not the only one. We've got these other issues as well: rising housing costs, high cost of living, congestion, and land prices.
David Burrows is vice chair of the Seattle-based company Cascade Designs. The company announced this week it will move 100 of its manufacturing jobs to Nevada. This week on The Record, we'll hear another perspective on how rising wages and real estate prices are affecting manufacturing here in the city.